thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to Weidel's Party Line. Here we are on a finally Friday. Let's thank our sponsors. We've got BoonCountyDailyNews.com, TC Trailers, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Big Deals, save money right now and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Birch Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, plus ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith. I've got Melissa Miller here with me on a finally Friday, and we've got Clinton County Sheriff Rich Kelly joining us, too. Sheriff, I know you're at a school safety commission meeting. Thank you for taking a few minutes to step away and talk to us this morning.
Yes, absolutely. We have our meeting today, so I've got Captain Matt Myers is filling in for me just for a few minutes, but, you know, it's always important to get some information and news and answer questions, whatever the case is, to the community, and you know, it's something that, hey, it's a part of it. And, you know, but the school safety commission does a great job of the involvement with the schools. So,
yeah,
keeping them safe and in order.
Well, I appreciate you being available this morning. Let me start with that. What are some of the things you guys talk about at those school safety commissions? I know there's some that are pretty obvious, but I know Dr. Hanna does a heck of a job keeping everything corralled and pointed in the right direction.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and for the most part, it's a lot about the direction that some of the schools are going. And, you know, with the school events, things that are going on, what's happening out in the community. And, you know, when you pull into the parking lot here and there's representation from even out of area schools that, you know, come in. But what the goal is to, you know, work together and provide a safe environment. And a lot of it comes down to training. It comes down to a lot of annual training that, you know, the schools are mandated to, and law enforcement and emergency services participate in. And, you know, we're pretty unique in this county where Rossville has their own police department there at the school, Rossville School. And, you know, so we work together and we get together and do the state mandated trainings and also set up the scenario training that we have, and covers everything from bus crashes to, you know, violence at the school, things like that. And also, you know, some of the things that we don't necessarily think about all the time. And that's, you know, if there's a loss of a, you know, life that, you know, is going to affect the student body, things like that, having counselors, chaplains, things like that available and working together. So it covers quite a gamut, you know, that of issues that, you know, schools and our community have to deal with.
For sure. Let's talk just a little bit about the winter weather. I think we missed the worst of it as far as it kind of pootering out before it got here. I know you guys are first and foremost on the roads and out there, and if the bad guys are doing something, you've still got to go to where they're at and make it through the 5 inches of snow. How does that affect you guys and slow you down, and how do you work with the county and the city to keep everything coordinated?
Well, that's like, you know, we have a lot of contact with Daryl Sanders at EMA, and we have a lot of contact with, you know, the different agencies that are working here in the county, from state highway to county highway. And, you know, we try and coordinate, and sometimes, you know, the travel advisories kind of coordinate with the manpower that's available to get out there and clean the road. So, you know, when folks see the travel advisories come up, sometimes it's so that our state highway and our county highway can catch up. Mm-hmm. So give them a few hours of reprieve, slow the traffic on the roads and a few less cars, and it gives them the ability to get the edges and get chemical down and the abrasives down at the intersections. You know, and so that's probably the biggest thing is, you know, working with the other agencies to get that work done. And, you know, and you're constantly looking at the weather, and, you know, we have a great team there at the CCSO at the sheriff's office, and you know, we plan accordingly and get extra bodies out there to work and provide the coverage. And, you know, you kind of dissect the county into sections and get our deputies placed in different locations where they can respond to everything within a few minutes and so forth. So, you know, it truly is getting the manpower in place to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. How has 2023 started off for the Clinton County Sheriff's Office?
I would say it's pretty darn good. I'd like to, you know, give a shout out to my detectives. They, you know, obviously if you follow our sheriff's Facebook page, you can see that, you know, the last 2 months have been, we've had a couple sex offenders that, crimes against children that we've arrested. We have one up in Chicago that we're going to travel up there and get as soon as he's ready for transport. You know, so, you know, and yesterday we had the sentencing for Matt Gilbert up at the courthouse. You know, so our deputies are working hard, and, you know, and it's something that some of these crimes, especially the crimes against children, are pretty difficult just to investigate, let alone, you know, have to deal with on a daily basis, sometimes for, you know, months on end until they get enough information to provide to the prosecutor for charges and things like that.
You know, it seems amazing that, like you said, sometimes these investigations can go on for months, and then you've got detectives right here in Little Frankfort, Indiana, that is, you know, they've dug and they've investigated and they've detected, and it took them to Chicago, Illinois, of all places, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's like anything, the thing that, you know, we're responsible for is providing the information and being able to get these cases closed, get families and the victims, you know, basically justice and closure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and every day that some of these folks are out, they're committing more crimes. And, you know, so we have to be cognizant of that. We've worked very hard at the sheriff's office to provide technological advances to make that happen. And, you know, and just like anything, we have to keep up with the technology that's out there. And honestly, we were, you know, behind it at a point, and now we have caught to back up to the point where we do have some very good technology and making it happen.
Yeah, I love technology, and when Ken came back from a meeting about 3 or 4 months ago, there was something, and we don't have to get into it right now, but it was some kind of tool that was an online tool for you guys to use that was very powerful. And I forget what it was, but it, you know, it made me think we're finally getting this into the 21st century, you know.
Well, and that's it. I mean, you think about, you know, I mean, from Apple to Android, things like that, different technology that, you know, and everything has a cost. And we've sacrificed and purchased those that equipment, that software. And, you know, along with that goes man hours into training. And it's something where we can provide to all the local agencies, and even we work on different task force with the state and federal agencies. So it's one of those things where we can take care of a lot of the business we have here at hand, rather than sending it to another county for to be reviewed, to be looked at. We can do all that almost in-house now. And, you know, and it's something that we'll continue to grow that with our federal agencies and our state agencies, and make that a standard here for our community. So it does help us clear and close those cases a lot faster, and we're able to assist other agencies with that work. And so instead of standing in line and waiting six months, 3 months, 30 days for some of that, you know, usually within 48 hours we'll have, you know, electronic devices, things like that, and we can take care of that work ourselves.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Especially if you can share too, you know, that's pretty great.
We get a lot of requests from our local agencies. We get a lot of requests from, you know, outside of our area. And, and that's a part of being, you know, in law enforcement, is that, you know, we share those tools with a lot of different agencies.
Yeah, good for you for being on the forefront of that. I know the shape of the sheriff's department is something that we, the actual buildings and the boilers and the chillers and all that stuff, these are things that we always talk about. We know it's not the best. We know we've used some Band-Aids and still continue to use some Band-Aids working with what we got. But is there any hope for this year of maybe, and of course we talked to the commissioners too, they've got a lot to do with this as far as where the money goes, but is there a hope of meeting in the middle somewhere this year and some money just magically falling out of the sky, or maybe you find some money on a national level like you have before to save the county budget some money? Are we hoping for more of that?
Well, on our end, I can assure you we're going to apply for grants that, you know, have the ability possibly up to $20 million. We have to see if, you know, we have to apply for it. We have to finish the application process. We brought that to the table last year, and, you know, and it didn't go any further. And some of those items on that process for that large grant, we're not able to do it at the sheriff's office. It's got to take, you know, some other county offices to help out to make that, to fulfill it. It is a large grant. It's I mean large as in money-wise, but it's also large in the paperwork that's required.
Sure.
We're talking about EPA studies, things like that, and, you know, and that's a little bit out of my wheelhouse. And right. So the decision to, you know, and I don't want to say table it because that's a term somebody else uses, but it was something that was turned down, and we didn't finish it. We weren't able to actually apply for the grant. So we're gonna try again, and we still have the same support on the congressional level. We still have the same support on the state level, and it's something that, you know, we will continue to work towards and be able to provide that. And, you know, as far as, you know, the facility itself, you know, we play catch up. We have things that are failing at the facility, and then, you know, we have 6,000 here, 10,000 there, 20,000 going to this, and, you know, so it's money that has to be spent to keep the facility open, and it's something that, you know, yes, I will keep on asking, and I will keep on, you know, the work on our end to provide grants, things like that, apply for them, you know, and we just got to get that cooperation and assistance from the other end to make that happen. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, we as a county, you know, we have responsibilities, and, you know, that facility is one of the primary responsibilities to keep open and keep it safe. So, you know, and we will continue, and, you know, we've talked about it, and I know that, you know, it's not in the eyes right now of getting done, but it's something that, you know, we and I feel that I'm compelled and have to continue to try and figure out a way to get a new facility built. You know, without a huge cost to the taxpayers. Yeah. So that's something that we have to look at as well.
You know, it seems like it is a lot of money, and it's going to be a lot of money. You're going to build a state-of-the-art facility when we do that. And it will probably take money coming in from several different areas.
Yeah, it would. And, you know, there's different things, you know, and not to get into the weeds about, you know, where the money comes from and what money's allocated for it. You know, and it's something that, you know, ultimately here at home in our community, you know, we have to find a reasonable way to finance this and the reasonable way to pay for it. You know, and we count on county council to find that, you know, responsible way to get it paid for. And as far as at the sheriff's office, you know, with our federal inmates and other avenues to help and get that money, you know, built up or saved up or to put it into, you know, proper terms, you know, the ability to pay for it. And, you know, and the ideal thing would be is to be able to pay for it without, you know, an excessive amount of county tax money, but to be able to do it with the inmates that we're holding. And that would be, you know, hopefully through the federal inmate program.
That was my next and last question about the federal inmate program, if we're going to continue to utilize that and try to max that out for all it's worth.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have a great rapport, like I said, with our federal agencies and working with U.S. Marshals and Federal Bureau of Prisons. And, you know, we just, you know, we stay at a pretty much the maximum amount that we can hold with all of the other county and state commitments that we hold as well. And so, you know, we're under our maximum population. We're not at our maximum population, which is good. And, you know, in last year's revenues, if you know, watching the meetings and saying different things like that, we go into detail a little bit more about that in the council meetings. But, you know, it's like last year was $1.2 million is what was generated by, you know, holding these federal inmates. And, you know, and the other end, flip side of that is, you know, we have other programs that can contribute as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so those are the things, you know, we're gonna continue and show that the program is reasonable and feasible. And that's like, you know, we've taken over a couple of different lines as an agency that we pay for, and we stay out of the county tax money, and you know, as far as the local tax money, and that's, you know, our vehicles, the maintenance line, things like that. So, you know, we're doing our part to save on the long end of things. So, you know, and there's different, you know, things that we can look at, and hopefully the grants and, you know, and the commitment by the Federal Bureau of Prisons, things like that with us is, you know, we have to do a good job and do our job to make those things happen. And I think, you know, this will be going into, you know, the net in the future. I think we'll get stronger and we'll get better.
Well, Sheriff, we always appreciate your time and being available. Is there anything else you want to leave us with before we let you get back to your meeting?
Well, there's quite a bit, and I'll try and run down the list.
Okay.
Here. Sergeant Joey Mitchell for the Sheriff's Office is training a couple canines for our local agencies. So he is he's developed himself, and we've helped him become the trainer, the ability to keep our dogs locally and get trained by him. And finish those dogs, and those dogs will be out on patrol here in the next probably 10 weeks. So that's a great thing that we're able to do with Sergeant Mitchell. We also have ISA, Indiana Sheriff's Association scholarships that are available. The applications at $750 to the students that are out there. We celebrated National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day this past month. Also, you know, back in December we had the Women's Ministry. A couple of the gals in the Community Christian Church were able to provide some Christmas for some families of the ladies that are incarcerated at the Sheriff's Office. It was a fantastic program, and it really brought some sunshine and smiles to some of those kids that are at home without their mother. We also had to put together our soldier packages, and our vendors were donated quite a bit of the commodity, and we were able to get those soldier packages out for the Yellow Ribbon Project. And those packages will go out to deployed soldiers all around the world. So it's something that, you know, we keep on pushing and pushing and pushing at the Sheriff's Office for the different programs inside the facility and to positively affect the people that are home and positively affect our community and get some people back in the workforce.
Well, Sheriff, I appreciate everything I see on Facebook with you and Ashley. And how you guys treat the inmates as human beings, and, you know, they have feelings too, and good people make bad decisions sometimes. So the amount of respect you show there, and I'm guessing you give respect to get respect, that seems to work, and kudos to you guys.
Well, thank you very much, and, you know, and it's something that we strive to look at, but I'll always say this, the majority of our folks there inside our facility, there are people, there are county, there are residents, and if we don't do our best to get rehabilitation services and get them in a place to work when they walk out the doors, you know, and that is a positive effect for families at home, and, you know, it's something that we'll always continue to do, and you're correct, you know, you give respect, you get respect, and, you know, and it's just like anything else, it's our responsibility to make people better, and that is what we will continue to do. We'll give them the opportunities and guide them. And hopefully with everything else involved, that they land on their feet and get out there and provide for family and to the community.
Yeah, make the right decisions.
Absolutely.
Well, Sheriff, you and the family have a great weekend. We always appreciate your time.
Hey, have a great day in Clinton County. Be safe, and hopefully we'll get a reprieve on some of this weather. But,
yeah.
You know, stay positive. We've only got, you know, maybe another month of this, and we're right into spring break.
That's right.
Spring break, folks, whether you go somewhere or not, the weather's going to break. We're going to start seeing some flowers and some new birds.
Yeah.
So, everybody have a good weekend.
I like the way you think there, Sheriff. Thanks a lot.
All right.
All righty. That's Clinton County Sheriff Rich Kelly joining us on the WILO Party Line program. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back and have a little more. We've still got plenty to talk about. If there's something on your mind, give us a call, 659-3338.
Unless you've been living in a cocoon, you know that precious metal markets are booming. Whether you're cashing in on the recent gains or looking to hedge against a tough economy in the future, Virk's Fine Jewelry are the precious metals professionals. We've been serving the Lafayette community since 1946, and we understand the markets. Gold, silver, and platinum. Coins, bars, bags of 90% silver, gold and silver eagles. No one is more qualified than Virk's to help you maximize your dollars in today's markets. When it comes to coins, we're the area's only PCGS and NGC authorized dealers, so you know you're dealing with professionals. Whether you're a collector of fine and rare coins or adding to your portfolio with bullion products, Virk's is the area experts with inventory you need. No transaction is too large or too small. You will always receive the highest level of service at Virk's Fine Jewelry, corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierlandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Isn't it strange that Google, the company that virtually owns every single move you make on the internet, advertises on radio? Geico, the insurance outfit run by Warren Buffett, a guy who rarely makes stupid investments, purchases an obscene amount of radio ads. HomeAdvisor, Hotwire, Hulu, Netflix, Angie's List, Zillow, Hotels.com, Amazon, Priceline, and Wayfair all advertise on mass reach radio. These are companies that exist only on the internet. What do they know that you don't? While internet-targeted advertising can be useful, it's weak at establishing new customers. For new customers, they turn to mass reach media like radio. They know if the customer knows you before they need you, you get the click more often. This doesn't mean internet advertising is wrong, flawed, or useless. Quite the contrary. It's a perfectly viable way to advertise. But if someone tells you to throw all your advertising on the internet, tell them you will, just as soon as Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, and Larry Page do the same.
Ag News, the Farmer Forum, the Free For All, and a lot more. Hi, everyone. I'm AgriTalk host Chip Flory. Join me each weekday morning at 11 right here on WILO for a conversation dedicated to rural America and agriculture. AgriTalk brings you the news, information, and perspectives you need to get to the meat of the issues that matter the most to your farm. Join me for AgriTalk weekdays at 11 on your Ag Leader in North Central Indiana, WILO.
Dan Sweeney's One Hit Wonders.
Hi, join me, Dan Sweeney, and WILO good guy Kevin Keith for a special edition of Dan Sweeney's One Hit Wonders. Fun starts Thursday, February 2nd at noon. You could win a One Hit Wonder t-shirt. Don't miss out.
Hi, Kevin Keith here. Dan and I will be doing a one-hit wonder show live on Thursday, February 2nd, starting at noon. We will focus on one-hit wonders from Indiana and Chicago at noon Thursday, February 2nd, here on WILO.
The news team you've come to depend on is expanding our news coverage area online. Log on to the new BoonCountyDailyNews.com to find out the latest going on in Lebanon, Zionsville, and all points in between and all throughout Boone County. Tell a friend and check back often as we continue to add new content daily. The news resources of WILO and Casper Media work around the clock to keep Boone County covered. Just log on to BoonCountyDailyNews.com for the latest in-depth news, weather, and sports information for Boone County.
Part of your life for over 60 years. We are WILO.
WILO weather for Lebanon, Michigan town, Clarksville.
Connected to Clinton County.
Ice and to the wind, some broken poles and conductors down and trees down.
A true friend you counted on for over 60 years.
Clinton County's 7 day a week news media. This is WILO and WILO FM, Frankfort, Indiana.
We always have been and always will be part of your life.
On AM 1570, WILO Frankfort at the transmitter site. Frank Gunning along with you. We now have four broadcasters of WILO, Marty Hiddle and Dennis Bergendorf, as well as Russ Casper.
Yesterday and today.
We are in the middle of the prayer chain right now. It's pretty impressive because everybody is holding hands. I'm Kevin Keith for WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO.
WILO, a friend you can depend on.
Thanks to WILO, and thank you, Kevin, for being out here. I think it's been great for Party Line, for the fair to be highlighted on Party Line so people understand, you know, our mission, our goals out here at the fairground.
Keeping you connected to our community.
The radio station, we could not do this without all of you guys.
The radio station you've trusted through the years.
Congratulate you guys on a great senior fair. Thank you for all the hard work that everybody put into that to make that happen.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierlandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Probite Computer Sales and Service, 51 West, thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to Wilo's Party Line here on a finally Friday, which is feeling like a finally Monday. Melissa Miller, I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, I was beginning to wonder whether or not I was going to have to come back on my own.
Well, I was on the phone with Russ Casper, as we're obviously having some technical difficulties. And for those of you who don't know, there were a couple small issues here on Wilo, and then there's a couple big issues happening this morning. So the issues continue to pile up like a bad bill or a returning penny or something. We've got a caller on line one. I'm not for sure who this is, but it's Party Line. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
We're great.
Hey, yeah, this is Ray. I just wanted to make sure that you guys could mention sometime on your program today. I know you're doing it now, but wrestling sectionals starts tomorrow
for boys.
High school. For the high school.
Yeah.
That's boys and any of the girls that wrestle on the varsity squad as well. So it's kind of a co-ed sectional. So Frankfort actually hosts our sectional, and all the county schools will be coming here to wrestle, and that starts tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Wow. Talk about something to do. That would be cool. You could just about make a day of that, couldn't you, Ray?
Oh, yeah. It's an all-day affair. And our sectionals here locally, we have one of the toughest sectionals in the state. Hmm. As far as sectionals go, Hamilton Southeastern comes to our sectional. Carmel comes here. Westfield, Prairie, Rossville, all of them come to Frankfort. The sectionals here to be wrestled at our school.
Well, that's cool. Do we have anything to do with the regionals or anything like that? Or where do those winners go to? Do you know?
The top four of every sectional will then convene at their respective regional. Our sectional feeds into the regionals that's held at North Montgomery.
Okay.
And really, so good. We'll travel there. That actually, like I was saying, the top four finishers, one through four place finishers, and each sectional travel to the next leg of the journey, mm-hmm. the state tournament, which is regionals. And then from regionals, they go to semi-state and then semi-state to state.
And North Montgomery's not too far a drive. That's not too bad.
No, it's not bad at all. And they do a really good job over there as well.
Ray, do we have any wrestlers this year? And I apologize for not knowing off the top of my head, but do we have two or three or four or five or even six who you feel pretty confident going to get out of the sectional and go pretty far this year?
Well, to be honest with you, I believe that any of our wrestlers that wrestle to their ability, as long as they get a good draw, you know, any of our boys can make it out. Some are a little less experienced than others, and even the girls that we have, because Emma's obviously wrestling varsity,
right.
which we already have had her in the news, right. at 113. And we have another girl at 106, which is Ariana. And both of those, I mean, if they get a good draw, there's a real good chance they could make it out of sectionals and make it on the regionals. And some of our boys, as long as they wrestle up to their ability, we got at least four or five people that could make it out.
Right. You know, there was one... I know with Emma, when I didn't get a chance to meet her, but when I saw pictures of her, I thought, boy, there's got to be a lot packed into that little bitty package.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They don't look like much, but we don't, I mean, some of our boys, like our 182 pounder, which is Nelson Onman, he's really big. He bulked up over the summer, and he's cut up pretty good. He
right.
works out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And most of our wrestlers, they work out not for bulk, but for strength. So
sure.
it's like an aerobic type of workout. So they're strong, even though they don't look like much in a package.
Right, right. Well, Ray, thank you so much for keeping us up to date, especially over the last 3 weeks or so. You've called me a couple times, and we try to get everything on that we can and try to follow it as much as we can. So thank you very much.
We really appreciate that. You guys do a great job, and you guys have a great day. God bless you all.
You too, Ray. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Melissa, you have a great weekend. I guess we'll wrap it up here, and I'm going to get off the air and start working on Wylo.
Yeah, I was just looking at that sectional lineup that he's talking about, and it is sectional 18 for the IHSAA sectionals in wrestling held at Frankfurt. It's going to start at 8 a.m., so if anybody's interested in getting out there and seeing it, it starts early.
That's pretty cool.
8 a.m., and it's Carmel, Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, Fishers, Frankfurt, Hamilton Southeastern, Lebanon, Rossville, Sheridan, and Westfield. So that's a huge group.
Sure, a lot
of different, I want to say, divisions.
Yeah.
As far as school divisions go.
Right. Categories, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Thank you for looking that up. I want to do two quick orchids. First to Ken Hartman, who diligently goes to meetings, comes in like clockwork, and types up stories, and he and I have got a pretty good thing going now with him writing and me reading and us covering and me writing and him doing some other things and lining things up. So a big orchid for Ken Hartman, who's come in early several days this week and helping us out, and I appreciate him, and glad he's still able to work for us. Also, a big orchid, and I just found it out this morning, but I'm becoming more and more a fan of Crystal Riker. Every time I hear someone mention her name and some kind of goodness she does in the community. So a big orchid to Crystal. And let's go ahead and give Ray an orchid, too, because he's kept us up to date and helps me, enable me to sound like I know what I'm talking about as I'm trying to learn more about wrestling and high school wrestling. So thank you much, Ray, and we appreciate your efforts. And you have a great weekend, Melissa.
You too.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thank you for joining us on the Finally Friday edition of Party Line. Like I said, it feels like a Finally Monday, but we'll get over that. Let's thank our sponsors. We've got Clinton County, DailyNews.com, Viertz Fine Jewelry, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Big Deals, Brett Caps, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, TC Trailers, and Boone County Daily News.com. We will be back Monday for the Monday edition of Party Line. That's at 8:30. Have a great weekend from WILO.